Welcome back to Nerds, Nerds, and More Nerds.
Well, hello!
My name is Miguel. This is Cole.
Yo!
And this is Travis.
Mine doesn't work. There we go. That works.
We have two special guests today. Allison.
Who are they?
And Enrique. Come on in, guys.
Hello.
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 Howdy. Please take a seat.
Yeah. So close the door behind you and please take a seat. Okay, wow. You guys really took a seat there.
Yes.
That was magical.
Very magical. Roll the intro. Welcome back.
Well, hello.
We're here.
Let's get rid of these things.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Violence!
No!
You put your eye out.
Okay.
They're so violent to our viewers.
Oh, could I first be the... could I say something first? Actually, I'm a little sweaty, too.
Yeah.
But I wanted to start off by saying something first, that I need to make a major shout-out to someone who has already shouted... us out.
Really? Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wow. A plug for a plug, shamelessly.
Of course.
But also reciprocal.
Yes.
This goes out to Enrique's fiance,
Kay.
And her co-host,
Jasmine.
That's right, Jasmine. Kellen and Jasmine, they have a podcast. It's called What Up, Girl? Super funny girls. Hysterical. It gets me through work. It gets me through a lot of things.
Nice.
You edit it.
Yes.
And you do a damn good job.
Yeah.
Either way.
They make it easy.
Well, they have very good banter, and they don't mind sharing. But it's a very good podcast, so please check it out. Callan, I got you.
Awesome.
Nice.
Cool.
Very good.
Would anybody like a beer?
Yes.
Sure.
Please.
Times three.
Por favor.
Perfect. Cool. Get them beers.
I swill. Who wants what?
I would like a Newcastle.
All right.
We have
that.
Modelo Especial.
Yes, I will as well.
Of a Modelo?
Yeah.
I'll have one of these.
Spank you.
Where's the...
Here, I can do it. I got you.
A Motorola? No, a Modelo.
Here, grab me too.
Yes. Yeah, no, Sam.
I'm the official beer opener.
You are, because the Predator beer opener is gone.
I think it's over there.
Well, you want to get this one too?
I will.
Wow, it makes him feel important.
All right,
thank
around
you.
For the
I'm
man,
important.
Good. Hey, wait, actually, after my first sip, let's all come in here for a second and
cheers it up.
Cheers it up.
Cheers.
Beam.
To right. Avengers Endgame.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Hold up. Spoilers. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, we don't want to tell anybody that Iron Man's dead. So if you don't know that yet, just
yeah, you should
did
stop
you,
right
did you see
now.
It?
I did see it.
Okay, because I...
with my eyeballs.
Explain how you saw it, though.
I was told that...
I'm not.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine, and you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
No,
all right.
I watched it. That's right, he saw it.
Mm.
Quit saying it with an R at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. That is derogatory. Either way.
I watched it with my eyeballs.
What night did you see it, Allison?
I actually saw it Friday morning at 9:30.
That's not night at all.
No. Did you take the day off of work?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Every day is like a holiday. I take the day off of work.
That's
dedication.
Right.
Go and avoid the crowds, avoid all the little kids.
Oh, school. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good
call.
There
was one little kid in our screen, which I was like, okay, this kid better shut up or I'm going to have to, this is going to be a problem. But
yeah.
It worked out all right.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay,
can
nice,
someone
nice.
Escort the kid out, please?
Yeah. Yeah, this is serious business.
Whatever can I have?
I mean, like, this kid was like 4 or 5 and was, you know,
oh,
why,
man.
Why are they whatever? Like when it was like super quiet. But at some point,
it's the Tesseract.
Either they
you didn't see
left.
Ragnarok? I'll
tell you what, during my second screening on yesterday, Yes, I saw mm-hmm. it's like two times.
I knew because you commented on that Instagram post.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember. That's right. Okay.
The tickets like 2 hours after we saw the movie.
There was a kid next to me, and he was going, "Oh yeah, that's so cool! Yes, ah yeah yeah yeah!" Like, you know, super cool. Oh, Captain America grabbed the hammer! Yes,
it was with his hand, and he picked it up, and he couldn't do it before, but now he can do it because he's been practicing.
So you go whole movie. Yeah. Wow. It was silly. It was super silly.
Yeah, no, we were lucky enough to have a pretty respectful crowd. That was
for sure.
Was a blessing.
I did too. I went and seen it Friday. I thought it was had been out for a week, and yeah. I was like,
"Oh wow,
I'm not doing nothing today." I was like, I called a buddy up and was like, "Hey, let's go see Endgame. We'll hit it at 1:55," and he's like, "Cool, let's go." We got there. It was packed, and I'm like, "I thought this has been out for a week." And he was like, "Whoa. No, I think this is opening day." So we went opening day at 1:55 and got seats.
Oh my God, you got seats?
Yeah, we got seats. And they were only $5.75 a ticket.
What?
Yeah. This place.
And Chris Evans was there.
Yeah.
And he was handing out signing autographs.
I held his shield.
He was scooping the popcorn with his shield.
Also, I am Captain America now. He gave it to me because he is old now.
He was scooping the popcorn with his shield.
By the way, next Captain America, you're looking at him.
Oh, okay, Sam.
I would have preferred to have been Batman, but
yeah,
right.
You know, diehard Batman fan here.
How hilarious would that have been if that was in the movie?
Good people.
Oh,
he's like, yeah. I would have preferred to be Batman.
I'll
take what I can get.
I want to be Thanos.
Do you?
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're
no. No. No, I don't.
Okay, guys. Seriously, though. What did you think of the movie?
So, okay. I guess I'll start with it. So, I started watching it, and I got about... I got about, like, an hour-ish in, and I was like, man, this is... So far, like, not a whole lot has happened. I was like, what? Like, aside from, you know, the obvious, like, Thanos getting his head chopped off.
Right.
Aside from
that's
that...
That's pretty obvious.
That was a big... deal, but like the rest of them, like okay, whatever. Okay, so I'll stick with it. And then I started to think about how these movies have been out since like 2008, and they've just continued, you know, and it's just been building up to this.
Yes.
And I was like, man, this is way cooler than anything that we had as like kids.
Oh yeah, for sure.
A series
like
kind of thing.
Have you ever watched like the old Captain America movie or like. Some of that stuff,
no.
You know, and it's like
the Flash TV show with Dawson's dad.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and it's like,
or like even that goofy Batman series in the 90s was just campy and terrible.
Which one? The animated series?
No, series. The film series. You know, Batman Returns, and then
the movies.
Batman
yes.
Oh,
yeah. I was about to say, I thought you were a fan
the good
of
name of Batman animated mud.
The Bat nipples.
Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Bat credit card.
Get a ball-peen hammer and knock some bumps right out.
See, this
movie right now.
It's like Rocky V and The Godfather 3. Like, once Joel Schumacher took over, those movies don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Exactly.
Basically.
See, I thought about some of that stuff, and I was like, there's nothing that's been to this scale before. I appreciate this.
For that, at least.
You know, and I kind of had, at that point, I kind of had a different mindset. I'm like, okay, let's ride this out. And
I'm watching a decade of these films.
Yeah, some people worked really hard to put this together for years, you know.
It's the 22nd film, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's the 22nd film.
It's
11 years, 22 films, something like that.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
It's hard to believe that it's only 22, isn't it? Or, I mean, just a little bit?
Well, they say everybody keeps forgetting about the original Hulk movies,
mm-hmm.
which...
Do those pertain to the series?
Only the Edward Norton one counts.
Yeah.
The Edward Norton one?
Because the Eric Banner one wasn't under the Marvel Cinematic Universe banner.
Okay.
It was before.
And that extra scene at the end of that one with with Iron Man. He's like, oh yeah,
Stark.
Putting together a team.
But
yeah, good stuff. I was watching. I was like, man, this is nuts. This is bananas
for sure.
I don't even know where to begin as far as specifics go.
I mean,
Iron Man died. I guess that's a good spot to. Really,
let's start at the very
end. I love you 3000.
So, I'm a little torn.
Yes.
I wasn't very happy with the end. I wasn't very happy with the
Captain America
end, mm-hmm. because I feel like it was sort of a betrayal of the character that they set up. For example, they worked very hard to set up that he was trying to move on, man out of time, finding his place in time, finding his place in the present, building a found family. They had, spent millions of dollars to make three movies about this friendship that he has with Bucky Barnes to just have him just be like, peace, I'm out. Like, oh, it's the I'm with you to the end of the line. Oh, hey, time travel, the end of the line is here, pal, I'm out.
Right? I fast-forwarded right to it. Yeah.
Right? So it just felt like there was a lot of stuff there that felt out of character, and I wouldn't even necessarily have minded if there was something. The thing that bothered me is if you know what happens in the past and you know that Hydra's in S.H.I.E.L.D. and you know that your friend is a POW, he's being tortured into being an assassin, and you go back and you're just like having a dance and living your life, it kind of makes you not a cool guy, right? And so all they needed to do is tell me, because now I don't know if you saw this today, but the directors had a Q&A in China and they were being asked a bunch of questions, and they actually answered some questions that they had refused to answer initially about whether it was a branch timeline or was it, because some people had a theory that Steve was always Peggy's husband and that, you know, that's why you never saw a picture of him in Winter Soldier and all these crazy things. And so they said no, it was an alternate timeline and that he could have done all those things because it was a different timeline.
It was just happening.
Right. Well, but they said they won't confirm what year he went back to because that's a story they're going to tell at another time, which I thought maybe that's going to be one of the episodes of the What If series that they're doing on Disney Plus. Who knows? And then they won't say whether or not he, you know, tells her about, you know, Hydra being in S.H.I.E.L.D., which I'm like, you know, if you're married to the woman who's the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you don't tell her that you know that people are Hydra in her organization, like, she has the right to stab you in the face when she figures it out.
Right. Wow.
So I looked at that and went, you've just betrayed everything about this character that you've built up for the past 11 years, and he's my favorite, and I want to set you all on fire.
You know what?
So
That was really awkward when he said Hail Hydra in the elevator, taking that case from that guy.
Yeah.
He said that and I was like,
that was supposed to be a callback to when,
for real?
He was
in Winter Soldier.
The spinoff was that he was an actual sleeper agent.
Oh, right, in the comics. Yeah.
Well, in the comics, they also play off the Nick Spencer comics.
But weren't you just waiting for that fight to happen from Winter Soldier?
He looked at the same spots. He did the same thing. Like, everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was like, this is familiar.
Yeah. Well, and then I was expecting when he came out and he said, you've got to be shitting me, and you were going to have to beat me on that, I think. But that's when he came out, I thought it was going to be the Winter Soldier right there. I didn't think it was going to be fighting himself. I thought it was going to be, you know, they brought the Winter Soldier. Because you've got, you got the whole strike team with, Pierce shows up. Why wouldn't they bring the asset with them to make sure that they secure the Tesseract or whatever? Well, and so I was expecting that. And then when it was the second Steve, I was like, disappointed for like a second, and then the scene was pretty good.
You can appreciate it,
For a second, I went, "Oh man,
he's beating himself up."
I like when he was like, "I could do this all day." He's like, "I know,
I know, I know." We're the same person,
right? So, I think like initially, I was actually really upset about that end, and then they've had some reveals, but where they've done some Q&As and said, okay, this is what was really going on. But I feel like it's very much like a J.K. Rowling thing, right? Where it's like, okay, if that's what you intended, if that's what you meant, maybe you should have put it in the movie. Maybe you should have made it clear that that's what you're doing so that you don't have people, you know, have all these crazy theories or thinking, you know, not understanding exactly what you're doing.
Sort of loopholes. It's almost sloppy.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the thing that, I mean, I was enjoying myself up until that point. And on my Discord server, we were talking about the one thing we didn't want was him to go back in time to be with Peggy. We're like, you know, let's not do that. And as soon as he started to, you know, I saw old man Steve went, oh no. And my husband heard me, I said, do not do this. Do not be doing this. And then Mr. Bill went, oh. No! No, don't.
They did it.
Yeah. Ugh. So
he should have just said into the camera, my contract's up. Bye.
I'm not Captain America anymore.
Chris Evans doesn't want to be Captain America anymore. He said, right. I'm done with this. I want to work on smaller.
Yeah, projects. He wants to be in the Witcher series in. Or no, is that him? No, it's not him.
No, Brendan.
That's Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Why didn't you think Brendan Routh? Because that was the other Superman.
Yes.
And that's why Iron Man is gone too, because Robert Downey's
sick of it.
Wants to do the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was what? 8 years? 11 years. Right? 11?
11 years, yeah.
Yeah, he was in the first
11
movie,
years
yeah.
of the same
yeah.
character,
and
you know.
And he's in a lot more than just Iron Man films. I mean, he's
yeah.
in like
he
a lot
Spider-Man
of those other movies.
And,
definitely, yeah. yeah.
It's been his career for the
but
past
But that's what brought him back to the big screens, because he had a hard falling out.
But you know what?
Oh, right.
Now,
with his addictions
apologies,
and stuff.
Apologies mm-hmm. to Robert Downey Jr., but what was the big deal about the guy in the first place? I remember when everybody was like, oh no, Robert Downey Jr., he's falling off the tracks, and he's really in a bad way, and he's doing drugs. And but who isn't? You just found out. That's all, you know.
Well, but he had, like, functional problems. Like, he, you know, there's some people
no one
that,
knew!
Oh, they did, though. They did, and he, you know, to a level that, you know, when he got caught with the drugs, it was just...
Inevitable.
You can't have this, you know, this amount of drugs and not get
not
yourself
get,
in trouble.
Right.
You know,
hey, that's what drugs are.
And a lot of them.
Tell that to Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, the only reason he got back into acting was because he couldn't get insurance for him. They couldn't get him on a project because you have to have insurance on all your actors. Nobody would insure him, and Mel Gibson paid the money to insure him for, I think, that what was the rotoscope film that they did? It was an indie film where it was half rotoscoped and half...
I can't think of that.
Scanner Darkly.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the movie that he wanted to do, but they couldn't get the insurance, and they didn't have the budget to, like, just do it out of pocket. And so Mel Gibson was his friend. So they did Air America together. And he said, well, I'll pay for this. And so that allowed him to show that he could do a film, and that got him back and allowed him to actually take that role.
Whoa.
Right?
What was that you said about... The style of filming? What was that called?
Rotoscope?
Rotoscope. That's what that's called.
Yeah, where it has, it almost looks like the animation over the live filmed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, that movie's nuts.
Yeah, so crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Crazy movie.
Isn't that
for
such
sure.
a cool movie?
Yeah.
I have not seen it. I'll have to go check it out.
You watch it, and we'll do another podcast about that film.
Because that's the one that has that scene where they're talking about all the different gears on the bike, and they're trying to count the gears on the bike, and they're like, oh, it's supposed to have 21, and I can't find it. Anyway, I'm sorry.
That's
a rabbit hole.
That's
we do not
need
to go
now.
That's fine.
Brilliant movie.
You know, I had a few bugaboos about this movie.
Get them out.
Yeah. So,
I have a list, actually, in my pocket. So hopefully yours are on my list.
Okay. So...
People came prepared today.
Yeah, all right, let's hang sure.
Okay, so the part where they're in New York, and it's Iron Man and Scott screwed up, and Captain America's like, hey, what's going on, guys? We fudged up, you know, let us know. We got to figure something out. And Scott's like freaking out. He's like, dudes, those are the only ones you have left. Little do they know, Hank Pym is alive in that year. Why can't they just
go to him?
Well, but was he in New York? That's the question. Because that's the thing, right? If he is, let's say, in California, you got to travel... to California in that year and possibly be seen.
And in that space time.
Right. So, like, if you're supposed to be Captain America that's in New York that just was in the Battle of New York, you can't, you know, or
that makes sense.
You can't travel to, you know, LA or wherever.
And,
Okay.
Also, he was, that's when he was in hiding at that time, right?
Pym? No, not in 2012. Because before the Ant-Man movie. He didn't go into hiding.
No, but, like, in the franchise world, like, that span of time, nobody could find him, right? Isn't that what they explained in
Ant-Man?
The original?
I think so, yeah.
I think he was in hiding because they wanted to steal his technology.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're that makes sense. Yep.
So nobody knew where he was.
You're right. You're right.
Good call.
Wow. Okay. My second one is... That's not on my list, by the way. Okay. Right on. My second one is Nebula. When she... Like, she's about to get out with Rhodey, and Rhodey gets out, or whatever, he syncs up, and she gets that bug or whatever, and she notices that Thanos knows now. Why the heck doesn't she just, boop, go back and say, okay, guys, Thanos knows.
Yeah.
Instead of going to wherever that little pod was and, like, trying to get a hold of somebody, she could have just went back.
Do they have to hold hands?
That's a good point. I didn't really think about that, but I thought it shorted it out, but it didn't because they used it.
Yeah.
Good point.
Like, why didn't that happen? Yeah. Like, I don't know. That was just a little. Why?
There was a lot of stuff.
And who was she trying to get a hold of? She's in a whole different time zone.
Well, no, she was trying to get a hold of a different universe. Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah,
off on a ship to go to get the Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they did go together, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yep. What'd you guys think of that? Mm-hmm. What'd you think of that whole?
Just gonna ask that.
I think it's a bunch of bullshit that Natasha had to die for Hawkeye because I thought it was supposed to be that. You have to lose him that you love, or it's like your greatest love or whatever, and I'm like, okay, so you're telling me that you have a wife and kids and Natasha Romanoff is your greatest love, right? I would maybe believe that Hawkeye... Well, I mean, maybe, but like that's your... You know?
I mean,
maybe it was Jeremy Renner and Scarlett Johansson in that scene.
I would believe it the other way. I also feel like you have one main female character,
they're best friends. So
I think it's like a brother-sister thing.
Brotherly sister love.
But it was such I think I agree with you on that. Because if you think such a broad association of love, between what? Colleagues?
Technically, I mean, if that's the case, then Thanos and Gamora were just... I mean, they're associates. Adopted.
Okay.
They were kidnapped. Well,
that's right.
Kidnapped.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'm not, they have to be, you know, blood relatives. I'm just saying that if you're saying that you have to give up the thing you
love.
I mean, is it the greatest or is it just a thing that you love? And that's and if it's just a thing you love, does it have to be the thing you love the most? Why didn't he have to throw Gamora? Why couldn't he throw something else that he loved?
Right.
Like Nebula.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you know, if it's like, oh, well, I have this, I love all of these things, you know.
How do you guys feel about Gamora staying?
I think that sucks if you say that you can't get Natasha back because you've used the Soul Stone and it's a life for the stone and you use the stone and you can't get it back.
Yes.
Now you've got Gamora. Now
that's what I'm talking about.
That's the caveat there, though, is that she's from a different timeline they didn't trade her soul for a stone.
Right.
So technically,
they didn't take her soul for a stone yet.
Yeah.
But they won't because he's now gone.
That's right. And she's pulled forward in time, sort of, past that moment.
Past that point, yeah.
Well, then can't they take Natasha out of that?
No, because they time zone to originally sacrifice her to actually bring her.
No, because now he's gone. Thanos is gone.
From the alternate timeline, though.
Yeah. Can't they take Natasha from that alternate timeline? Is what I'm saying.
Miguel, what I'm saying is they can do whatever they want because Disney owns them.
It's just silly.
They can bring her back. They'll kill her again. She won't matter. Money will be made.
She'll come back as a dolphin.
She's got her own standalone movie coming.
That's right.
Right.
It's gonna be like a prequel.
It's like how she was.
Trained
and how she became the Black Widow.
Okay. That's cool. And then there's a Loki one as well.
The show,
Loki the show.
Which I think actually was set up with this movie when he escapes with the Tesseract. I think that's
right.
Crazy escapades.
So that's a whole new
timeline. Yeah. That's that branch.
So he teleported to Disney Plus.
Yes.
Correct.
Why has everybody got their own streaming now?
That's
because
it's Disney Plus, Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Netflix started with Enrique's Plus. Streaming my own stuff.
It's just going to be nerdy stuff. No one's going to want to watch it.
So I think
most of the people in this room would watch it.
Yeah. So
I think we covered Iron Man's death pretty well with that.
So, did you notice who was at his funeral?
Yeah.
The boy.
Yes.
Go into that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
From 3.
From Iron Man 3.
I remember when he created. Yeah. He had to tell me that because I didn't know
who
it was.
Yeah, they officially said that that's who it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same actor.
It's the same actor.
Yeah,
who is it?
Same actor.
Okay, the kid from Iron Man 3. You know when he crashes.
The kid!
Yeah!
Oh!
No. Trying to tell you.
Just like, oh my god!
At the end of the movie, he hooks him up with that.
Yeah, the.
The garage with all the lights.
Yeah, the sick garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when Miguel and I saw that, we both looked at each other.
Who's that kid?
Yeah,
the random kid that's there.
He might take.
That would be sweet.
Over for Stark.
Ooh, for Stark, yeah.
That makes sense.
And he's got, like, Pepper knows who he is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's been exposed to the technology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he
helped out Stark in 3.
Yeah.
Almost the whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah.
We'll see another hologramic log of Stark giving him instruction and talking to him. And I bet
that's another thing that they're saying, that
Jarvis.
Stark downloaded his self-conscious to be the next Jarvis.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
I know.
That would be cool. Because that would be, you know, Paul Bettany always talks about, like, how he had, like, a day, maybe 2 days worth of work when he was doing Jarvis, and then once he, you know, became Vision, then it was actual work.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's, you know, Robert Downey Jr., oh, you just pay me some money, I'll do 2 days worth of, you know, voiceover work, and done.
And knock it out, yeah.
Done, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which was wild, right? Because Vision, he didn't come back.
That's right.
I thought that was cool.
But they got
because if he did, that would have been
like, they got a spinoff on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Right, because I think the real thing is right? Because, you know, in Infinity War, Shuri was saying, you know, you could have set it up in this particular way. You know, why didn't you do it this way? And Bruce was like, oh, we just didn't think about it, right?
Right.
So it's possible that once she's back, because of course Shuri was snapped, right? Once she's back, she might be able to rebuild Vision from Wanda. Wow. But obviously we didn't get that far in this film.
And we won't, right?
Yeah.
Right. So that would be something that I think that they would cover in the show.
Hmm.
Probably,
I mean, we know Shuri can do it because she's the coolest.
Yeah. Did you see what they named their spinoff?
Oh, WandaVision?
WandaVision.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Let's go watch WandaVision.
I can't wait.
Well, they're...
It's not separated. It should have been separated, I think.
I don't know, because, like, in the comics, they were together, and they weirdly had, like, children, and it was, like, the whole thing is very strange.
The Vision can reproduce?
That's why it's strange, because it...
Yeah,
because she has slightly different powers in the comics. So, there's some, like, mystical stuff happening with her and Vision, so I don't know.
Okay.
They're both
powered from the Infinity Stones. She draws her power from... what's the one called? The Reality Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the...
Mind Stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the reasons why they didn't rebuild him in this movie was because the way that they had built him originally, they needed the Mind Stone because that was what, you know, was in his forehead. But
It would have taken 2 more hours to do that.
I just don't care enough about Vision to spend 2 hours watching him be rebuilt. Like, if...
Correct.
Yeah.
There, like, show the first weld, and then propeller, and then he's there.
And then there he is.
Let's talk about what they didn't show. Like, we had 3 hours of stuff, right? But what's the thing that we didn't see, right? The end of...
Scarlett Johansson's... Oh, no, we did see that.
I'm thinking about the Hulk, right?
See that too.
So, the end of Infinity War, he couldn't turn into the Hulk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the Hulk wouldn't come out, right? So, how'd that get resolved? They don't ever really...
He kind of explained it.
Well, he talked about it a little bit. You don't see it on screen. And that was the thing I thought was really interesting in Infinity War. And they're sort of like, hand-wavy, we fixed it. And now we're living together in peace in one body, and it's just cool, and now I'm going to sign autographs.
Well, he kind of did explain it. He said, you know, I treated the Hulk as a disease, and it was something to get rid of. And then until he accepted that the Hulk is going to be there no matter what. And that's when it kind of started...
It's sort of like...
...to come out. Well, and that's where you get... Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
Well, and what was... but what was the whole breach anyway, right? It was like...
Well, Hulk was embarrassed because he lost. He'd never lost before, and he lost to Thanos, right?
I mean, I realize that, but like, what had to be overcome to merge the two in that way that he did? You know what I mean? Like,
right, and that's, I mean, you brought up a good point where he was saying, well, I treated it as a disease, and I had to, you know, treat Hulk as like an entity that was part of me, and then he could come out. But that still doesn't solve the, he was like embarrassed and ashamed that he lost
to Thanos. It wasn't that he was tired of fighting Bruce's battles and getting whooped.
Yeah.
Literally whooped and was like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done being your shield, pretty much, is how they, like, they didn't explain it in the movies, but that's kind of what I caught on to, like, everything that I've watched since then.
Using the brute force to protect the man.
To protect the man. Wow. And the Hulk, self-conscious, was like, I'm not doing that no more.
Right.
But in Ragnarok, he completely took over.
Yeah.
And Bruce couldn't come out.
And his way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the whole
thing. So it's kind of like a cool movie. He went both ways with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh.
Speaking of Thor.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, yeah, I will say, I laughed so hard.
I did too. Well, which is unfortunate because it's kind of sad.
Especially when they called him the Big Lebowski.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So on the one hand, he did look just like the dude, and like when he was given over the kingship to Valkyrie. Yep, 100% looks like the dude. But
yeah.
I don't find alcoholism and PTSD particularly hilarious.
That's what I was saying.
And
right? Yeah.
It's 2019. Can we get away from our character became fat and it's funny?
Well,
like, come on, man.
Now you know that was extremely undersighted. I mean, like,
that stuff was just mean. Like, it was mean-spirited in a way that Marvel movies normally aren't.
That's a little
disappointed.
That is
true. They definitely kind of cornered him and made him sort of, like, blamed him for it kind of thing, and you know.
He blamed himself.
Well, he blamed himself.
Yeah, he blamed himself, and then Rocket was just like.
But they sort of ganged up on him kind of thing. But they did. They sort of made light of the whole situation of like, you know, PTSD, like,
he thinks he screwed up, but they've done a really good job of exploring that in the Captain America movies,
right?
And they've, like, the Winter Soldier really, you know, gives you a picture of a Steve Rogers that has, you know, at least a touch of depression and still PTSD, and they treat that with a lot of respect, right? And explore
and
how you
sympathy
can still,
even.
Right. Yeah. How you can still be a really strong person and have these issues that you need to work through,
See,
right?
Now that's why I think it flew in the Thor situation, because Thor's a god. And you wouldn't expect things like that to really bug a god. And I think that can get lost really quickly when you start to really watch the scene and you're like, what? You know, like, they're making jokes about, you know, and then all the copious beer and everything else, whatever. But, like, to kind of project that onto, like, somebody who's so cocky and whatever like that, of course, yes. Like, knee-jerk reaction is, what? Look at his belly! Like, you know, I'm like, he looks like a mess. But it's not funny.
Well, I think they did sort of redeem themselves a little bit when he gets to Asgard and you have the scenes with Frigga and you do actually sort of explore stuff.
That was genius, quite honestly.
Yeah.
My God, all tore up.
Definitely.
And I didn't know that she was raised by witches.
Right.
But because a chance to say goodbye to her
she
before
called him
she
out,
went.
Like,
right.
Future wasn't good to you.
Yeah.
You know what?
I was raised by witches.
That was interesting because that was the only character I felt like in the whole, like, time jumpingness that was going on.
Yeah.
That was the only character that was interacted with in that whole thing that was totally cool with it all. Knew what he was doing there. Knew why.
Because she's a god.
Well, I know that, but right. I mean, like,
well,
I'm saying, like, she was totally at ease.
That's not true.
Like, you're here for a minute.
Howard was.
But he didn't know
they were for the future, though.
No, I wasn't talking about Howard. I was talking about the Master.
Sorcerer Supreme.
Sorcerer Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
With Bruce
She was cool with it.
Yeah, but she explained how everything could go
wrong.
Yeah.
And that's where they...
And then Banner just said, well, then why did he give it up?
I don't know this...
Yeah, that's when she freaked out.
Yeah. And she was like...
Okay.
All right, you can have it.
I don't think she was cool with it necessarily.
This sounds
she understood.
That then it was so serious that if he was willing to give it up, then this must be what needs to happen.
Right.
Because but he's supposed to be the best of all of them.
So,
the one.
Well, yeah, he's the...
Pretty much. He's Neil.
So that's what I'm saying.
Neil, or whatever. Yeah.
But Thor's mother had no connection to any of that. Right. Mm-hmm. She didn't hand anyone a stone. So, like, it's understandable, right? He's going right to a stone holder and saying, hey, I need that. And they're like, no, this is what's going to happen. Well, but the mom, she's like, yeah, of course, you look horrible. And what's wrong with you? You're depressed. This happened, that happened, blah, blah, blah. I know where you're. Get out of here. I got to go. I'm going to die.
Eat a salad.
Right. Eat a salad.
That was a side effect of what they were trying to do because in, what was it, Thor the Dark World? Was that... What the second one?
The
was
reality, yeah.
Right.
Was reality inside stone. Of Jane.
Yep.
Right.
The stone was inside of Jane as a liquid.
Yeah.
So that's what they were there for.
Right.
He
right.
couldn't help himself but to seek out his mom.
Right.
You know, so that's where that interaction came in. It's not like he went straight for it. Like, she had the stone.
Sense that he was there. Yep. I just think, you know, that she's got... You know, these abilities, she's been married to Odin for however long. And I think once you've lived for however many thousands of years, you know, what really surprises you? And yeah. Like, you know, Odin does all sorts of crazy stuff. And you're like, my son from the future alternate timeline shows up.
Yeah.
And he just needs a little advice.
It's totally
get
legit.
Get back out there, buckaroo. Looks like you got this.
Yeah. Totally.
So, I noticed
good
it
point.
When I first watched it, mostly because I was upset with the end, but, you know, I was like, did they leave Thor in that universe without a hammer? And then I realized he takes the hammer back.
Yeah, Captain America does.
Yeah, he takes the hammer back.
Yeah. So he picks it up at the end, he's just like, whoop, got it.
Which, speaking of Captain America with the hammer.
Yeah. That was bad.
Super
that
awesome.
That looked really cool.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like, and then, like when, everything I ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
When he threw his shield and then threw the hammer.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah, oh, yeah. So cool. Yeah.
That,
really
that awesome. Sonic wave or whatever.
Yeah.
So can we talk a little bit about the scene? The whole thing's going on. They've got this new, you know, like pseudo gauntlet.
Right.
And Spider-Man is whipping across this crazy battlefield, you know, like he's getting a ride from somebody over here, and then the hammer comes across, and he's like, to the hammer, and he's flying across. That was a cool scene for a movie, right?
Yeah.
I don't care if he was, like, not hurting anyone or battling anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
But just getting around like that?
Yeah.
Well,
that's what Spider-Man does.
Man.
Yeah. Gets around,
well, and he had two of the coolest scenes in that battle, because he had the traveling by the hammer, and then when he needed help, and all the ladies showed up, and they're like,
yes!
We'll help you out.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
That like, was... Okay.
Chills.
You asked me what my favorite scene in the movie was. We were eating Mexican food.
I just call it food.
Yes.
You were... Well, we were just eating food.
I just call it food. That's great.
And we were. And you asked me what my favorite scene was. That was my favorite scene. Who was it that had the gauntlet?
So Spider-Man had it. And then he like dropped it and kind of like got...
But one of the chicks picked it up.
Yes, it was Captain Marvel.
Right.
Carol Danvers.
And that's when they all just kind of...
Well, no, he said, I need a little help here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said, we'll help you out.
Yeah.
And then they just all kind of, like,
formed together,
That's a nod towards...
Infinity War.
No, the comic where it's an
was
all female...
Was it A-Force?
A-Force.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah. That was a nod to A-Force, they said.
Oh, so, yeah, okay.
That's sweet.
Nice. How about, it was fantastic.
How about
like
Captain...
A callback to that scene in Infinity War, but...
Yeah. I was just gonna say like that scene with Captain Marvel, like just blamming right into his ship and just like, oh, you needed help? Oh, okay.
Here, how's this?
I kind of didn't like her role in that.
So she just showed
she
up.
Wasn't there.
Yeah.
And like, she was Deus Ex Carol Danvers.
The whole lead up to this movie, they're like, oh, Captain America's gonna come and, or Captain Marvel's gonna come and save the day. Blah blah blah. She showed up. She left.
And then they showed up again.
And then left again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think they did that because they weren't sure if Captain Marvel was going to do as good as it did.
They filmed that before they filmed the entire Captain Marvel
movie.
Yeah.
Well, and that's I think, what the problem was, is I'm not sure they had figured out what
her role
was. And I heard they did two endings.
Right.
They did the ending that we seen, and then they did an ending solely with more Captain Marvel.
Right.
And they decided to go with the ending that we all seen.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So they had two in the works, but they did want to see how her standalone movie weighed in and out, and what the backlash or whatever was going to happen. The reception was going to be with that. And then I guess they went with what we got. So,
which is weird, because they thought it did pretty well, right?
Yeah.
It served the purpose of saving the day and Holton helping him out.
Right? I mean, he got $1 billion in...
Are you talking Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's still like... Oh, I had growing. I had friends that went to see it this weekend, and it was full still.
Why did they cut her out of the movie so much?
I don't know.
Well, who knows how much they put her in there. I mean,
there are a lot of people
they're trying to do a, hey, we are getting rid of a bunch of these characters, right?
So yeah,
right.
You don't want to have your send-off movie for Iron Man and Captain America and have
Captain Marvel
have the most screen time,
it's
right?
It's like benching your seniors in high school.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's their last year, let them...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then if you look at, like Infinity War, I think Steve Rogers had a total of like 6 minutes of screen time in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Total.
Wow.
And, you know, there were a lot of characters that were jumping around, and so maybe it didn't feel quite like that, but you go from that to this movie where he's on screen.
Basically the entire film.
20% of the time.
Yeah, or more.
How about when he beat himself and looked down? And was like, yeah,
that's
is.
America's ass.
Yeah, that's America's ass.
That was so good. That whole thing was, super good.
Yeah,
right? He was just done with himself. You know, he was just like, oh, you're just.
Yeah.
Was I? It's like, you know, when you look back at videos, or you look back at stuff you did when you were in high school, or you watch
even
like,
home photos,
and you go, what was I thinking? What was I doing? Yeah. Look at that hair. Who does that?
Yeah.
And you just see his face when he's like, I know.
I like the shoulder drop. Yeah, I know. Come on.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
But like, I'm sort of fascinated with the idea of that alternate universe that they've now spawned, right? Where you have...
Supposedly there's two of them now. The one that Steve Rogers created and the one that Loki created.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two that they could work with.
Well, now three, because you've got your Steve Rogers goes back to be with Peggy Carter timeline. You've got your Loki leaves with the Tesseract timeline. Mm-hmm. And then you have the one where Steve Rogers tells other Steve that Bucky's still alive, and then he told the strike team that
Hydra.
He was Hydra.
Yeah.
And so now they think that Captain America's secretly Hydra, but the Captain America of that universe doesn't know that they know that. Right? Like, What does that world look like?
Yeah.
Where you tell the guy that's only been thought out for 8 months that maybe his friend is still alive, and how crazy is that when you've been in ice for 70 years and you thought out and you were fine? That's no crazier than what happened to you, right? So like, why the hell not investigate that, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, I wish they weren't done making these movies, because that's a movie that I would.
They did, like, and you know what? That really is what kind of upset me, is to, like, throw all these other time-traveling movies under the bus when they did in that scene, you know, talking about, like, how do we not mess this up and whatever, and they said, don't do this, that,
you know. Don't bet on sporting events.
Yeah. They're saying don't do all this stuff, but they were, but, like, all the movies they cited, it was okay.
Yeah. Die Hard.
Take your shots.
Nope, that's not one.
Somebody pointed out, they're like, okay, so you throw out Hot Tub Time Machine, so now you have like a Marvel Cinematic Universe where like Sebastian Stan and Bucky Barnes exist in the same universe.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Was that supposed to?
It was like, it was grandstanding or something, right? Because some of those guys have been in those movies, haven't they?
Right.
Yeah.
Ish?
Well, at least one. I mean,
at least one. Anyway, but besides that, they went ahead and violated every rule that they established in that scene.
Right.
That's what annoyed the crap out of me.
Right.
It was like, don't talk to anybody.
One of the things a lot of the reviewers were saying.
Man, you pooped all over that whole thing. It was like, it was funny. It was like, everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
The oven of that Q&A came out, there were all these, articles that I had read where they were saying, okay, so based on all these things, this is how we think that the time travel stuff worked. And the one article I was reading was saying that the actual MCU is taking place in a branch that they kicked off. it's not the Prime universe, it's the one where Steve actually went back to be with Peggy, and that's the universe we've been watching the whole time, and then he was the husband the whole time or whatever, right? And until the China universe, or the China interview, China universe, the China interview, when they said, no, he created this other branch, and that branch is not the universe that we were watching, and they, like, sort of explained all these other things, it's like, well, you know what? You had a whole movie, 3 hours and 2 minutes, with which you could have said those things.
Yeah.
You and I stayed till after the credits, and there was nothing.
Well, there was the Iron Man hammering.
Yeah.
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 They were saying that was all.
Or no. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not Tony Stark. It's the kid.
Oh, maybe.
I thought it's the kid working on the giant dwarf.
Oh.
That made the gauntlet. That's what I was thinking.
That's awesome.
And an alternate universe for other Thanos to come.
Now, okay, can we... Okay, so this circles around. And I know I'm cutting into... There was a thought there, but... Wouldn't Thanos have ultimately run into himself when he kind of interrupted... When Nebula's giving away all this stuff and he's like, oh, you know, he was already in a search, but he was out in outer space, whatever. He was between places, and now he's like, cool, I'm getting all this stuff before I should be getting it. Boom, to the place we need to go. Wouldn't he have eventually bumped into himself? Wouldn't
His head got cut off.
He died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They cut his head off
at the very beginning.
In the one that he went to?
Five years
yeah,
before.
Remember his head fell off?
They all
remember it was on his body. Right, and then the head, it was off of his body.
Remember it was there? And then it was on the ground.
All right.
Yeah.
He came for the neck this time.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Came for the neck, not the head.
I was wrong.
And Steve had the axe, and Thor had the hammer.
Oh yeah,
I was like, can you take the small one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so good for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That was okay. Awesome.
We have reached the time for our mystery box.
Oh, a mystery box.
Guests.
Just like Mario.
You get a mystery box.
Wait, does this mean we've discussed the movie enough? Because I don't think we have.
Yeah. Miguel says we have.
Unfortunately, we have.
Do I got to punch the bottom of that?
I mean, you can if you want to. Don't break it. It was just kind of expensive. You can just pop the top. Yeah. And you get to choose two things. One of each.
One of each thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
my. Dude, she's making all the good stuff.
It could be a boat.
I'm so jealous. Yeah.
It could be a boat.
Sir.
Oh, it's
you.
You're welcome.
Pick the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Can I take the boat?
Yeah, you can take both boats.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's for you.
It could even
That's
be a
for
boat.
You.
Yay.
That's so awesome, dude.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Right on.
Yes. Yeah, thanks, man. Cool.
Yeah, not a problem.
Cool.
So, well, there it is.
We'd like to treat our guests well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
You're technically the future, too.
And thank you for having me on. That's a gift in itself.
Absolutely.
You guys did our job.
Yeah, thank you for coming
us.
Here. Yeah,
so
seriously.
I was like,
we got to watch you guys talk for 40 minutes.
I was enlightened.
Yeah.
I learned some things.
And we've actually reached the end of our episode. It has been that long. It really did. It really doesn't.
It felt like we'd only be talking for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you sure we can't
exactly.
go for another 45?
I mean, we can, but...
Who's going to watch?
Right.
No one. I mean, one person.
I'm going home and watching this
You
episode.
Right there with the nice. Phone and Subway.
You're
going to watch. While they're baking your mozzarella beanball sandwich, you're going to watch.
Dude, hey, make sure to wash your hands before you...
Before and after you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Be a human being.
Hey,
there's people out there.
With soap!
Soap and water.
And dry them thoroughly before touching electronics.
Not with your sock. Not with your sock.
Not with your shirt, neither.
You barbarian.
None of this.
With the napkins. From the roller. You flip the thing.
Not the toilet paper, no.
No.
The
not
paper
too
towels.
Much
That's
of
the
it.
Wrong roller.
All right, see ya.
Have a good one, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for watching. And if you liked the video, hit the like button.
And if you want to see more videos like this, hit the subscribe button and make sure that you hit the bell icon so that you are up to date with everything that we do.
And hey, don't forget to click some of these other videos over here to watch what we've been up to.
In case you missed them.
You know, 'cause life is busy.